The last few years, it wasn't a whole lot of fun. It was just a lot of stress. I just had a feeling that, and I knew I wasn't going to do this very much longer. And I think they wanted to say goodbye, and I don't think either one of us knew how to say goodbye. And it just got a little uglier at the end. I had no ambition to go anywhere else and manage, or no intention, I should say. And then found out the Dodgers were interested, and my first concern was they have a manager, so I can't do that. And then I was assured that Grady wasn't going to come back, and my wife and I talked about it, because my daughter, I guess she was like a 11, 12, something like that, and I certainly was a little concerned about, relocating her, and so it was a decision, let's go, she'll adjust, and I was just curious if managing could be fun again, because the last couple of years it wasn't fun in New York, and it was, and we got a bonus too, we got to the championship series 2 years in a row.
Joe, what was it about
your relationship with the Yankees? How do you look at your relationship with the club
now?
Yeah, you've been back
fine.
A few times.
No, it's fine. I mean, I think what broke the ice was when Donnie and I flew back from L.A. for when they had the memorial for George, because I could never ignore, after George had passed, I could never not be there. He meant a great deal to me. Allowing me to manage his club, and it wasn't always easy, but I certainly had some special people. So I think that's what broke the ice, and it really wasn't uncomfortable when I went back there. I knew it felt a little strange, because here I am in this new ballpark I had never been in, but I never I left the way I did, and I know there was some misunderstanding as far as thinking it was money. They cut my salary, and I said I was insulted. And the insult part, not with the money they offered me, but the fact that they felt they had to be motivated to get my pay cut back.
Right.
So the number had nothing to do with anything. So, and then there were some comments. I don't think I said anything, to be honest with you, other than that press conference that day. But when I came back, it felt good, and I'm very comfortable going there now. I got credentials. They can't keep me out of there.
Do you feel that you should have been able to finish off that era there with Jeter and Pettit and all these guys? I mean, you guys were in the playoffs 12 years in a row. They've missed a couple of times since you've been gone.
Barry, I don't feel that, it's a business. I don't feel anybody owes anything to anybody, to be honest with you. What I was trying to do was finish there and then just go home. That last meeting we had in Florida, even to that point, I was trying. I probably didn't make myself clear. I know I didn't make myself clear to Brian when I said I wanted a 2-year contract. And if I got fired the first year, you had to pay me for both years. But if I went through the first year, because my intention was just to manage one more year. But I didn't want that one more year being having you guys come in every 10 minutes and say, well, what do you think? We'd lose 2 games, and that's the only thing I want. I just wanted 1 year of not having that hanging, So it never happened, and I moved on,
So basically you're saying you asked for 2 years with an out clause, basically saying if you let me go, you don't have to pay me for the second year.
Well, the second year, I basically said buy out anything you want, because I just wanted, the first year the first year of the 2 years to be, basically the last year for the matter.
And you wanted your guaranteed money to stay similar?
The guaranteed money was the part that they had to pay me for both years if they fired me during that first year that I felt I wanted to at least have that year of...
But you wanted it to be comparable to what you were making, not have to make
No. That was different. They did offer me a contract. They offered me a contract.
Right.
But that was a separate situation. I was just trying to... The money for the 2 years, I hadn't even thought about the money. It was just the 2 year thing.
A manager has that 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, in my case, knowing that, I went into the last year a number of times, but the fact that we didn't get past the division series, I just, the stress on me, but I think it made the players uncomfortable too, because they were asked questions, and whether they like me or don't like me, it's still a tough, it's a distraction, and I was, trying to avoid that.
Hey, Joe. All these guys talk about Braves, but talk about the Braves organization and how that, playing there and managing there made you the Hall of Famer that you are today.
Well, I mean, the Braves were where it all started for me as a player. And, I moved to Atlanta with them and had the opportunity to go down there. I had my first success, and my only success up until New York, winning the division in 82. And it was great. And, I think why that didn't last very long was based on the fact that I think there was a disagreement on who should be managing, when Bobby left. And I think because they felt that I was, at least I was told this by people who would know, is because they wanted Eddie Haas to manage, which he did eventually, because he was in their system, and it's certainly understandable. But the fact that I managed in New York for 5 years Ted had the superstation. So I think they wanted somebody that had a little more recognition. So I think that's probably why I won out. And I think a lot of the baseball people there, they felt they let Eddie down, by my being there. So it was just an uncomfortable situation, but we had some success.
Joe. Can you talk about the last couple of days here and the anticipation building up tomorrow?
I'm nervous as a cat. I mean, people tell me how they look at me in the dugout, and it looks like I'm not emotional. But I want to tell you something. It's just been it's been wonderful. I mean, you look around and you see who's around you, and it's just been a great experience. And something they can't take away from you, once it happens. But it's unlike any experience I've ever had.
Any nervousness or anxiety building up?
A lot. I mean, I wake up in the morning, just because I can't tell you how many things I've written down or asked people to write down for me. We're trying to keep it short because we got a pretty large class this year, and I understand that. Trying to figure it out.
In your mind, were you a Hall of Fame player in your mind, and were you ever upset that you didn't get in?
Never. I can answer the second part of that question easy. No. I mean, the fact that I've always asked people to respect the job I had to do, I never questioned somebody else's job, whoever it was that decided on who was in and who wasn't. I never spent any time, being upset about it. I mean, your name pops up and you look at it and you see how many votes you have, sure. But it's never something that I waited by the phone for, trust me. And it never upset me. I mean, it upset my brother, I think. My brother Frank said, well, you have numbers that should be in. I said, I always tried to pay attention to something I had control over, and I never really, never spent any time. I dreamed about it once in a while, but because I spent some... couple of times up here when you'd come up and play the Hall of Fame game, when we had that as a player and then as a manager a couple of times, you knew this certainly was a sacred place.
There's never been a unanimous, anyone getting unanimously, Jeter, Mariano, I don't know how some people might not vote for those. Do you think that should change?
You have to have a hell of a conscience not to vote for those guys, that's all I can tell you.
Do you think that's something that changes it?
Well, I mean, getting in, I don't... I'm not telling people how they should think or what their philosophy is. I'm sure there are people who vote, they don't feel that somebody should get in the first year. I mean, if you ask them for a good reason, they're probably saying, this is the first year. You know, they can't give you a reason why a Jeter or a Mariano, you know, shouldn't obviously have that consideration. But, that's their philosophy, and then they have the privilege to vote for this, for this tremendous honor, and that's certainly their, that's their bag.